Your choice.
All right, I'm ready.
Both Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz and Health Commissioner Gail Burstein say the first reports of flu cases are coming into the county. Last year's flu season was, in their words, the worst in many years. 80,000 people throughout the U.S. died of flu complications, including 183 confirmed cases involving children. That, according to Poloncarz, breaks down to about one in every 4,062 people, or an estimated 200 among Erie County's population of 925,000.
We talk about this annually, how the flu can kill people, get your flu shot, and people are like, I don't need it. And then we hear stories of individuals who died from the flu. I know of at least three individuals last year, family members of people that I know, generally seniors, who died last year after getting the flu and then having complications associated with the flu.
Dr. Burstein was asked about anti-vaccination activists who spread information suggesting vaccines do more harm than good. She says that is simply not accurate science and potentially very dangerous.
Their beliefs are not based on fact. Their beliefs are based on something else, some bad information they read on the internet or, you know, what their friends are saying. But it's not based on fact. We know the flu vaccine is protective against influenza, and even if you do contract a strain of influenza and you're not fully protected against the virus, there is partial protection, so you won't become as ill and shed the virus as long as if compared to people who haven't been immunized.
Dr. Burstein says allergies to eggs, having a chronic illness, and being pregnant are not good excuses to avoid a shot. Pregnant women, she says, should get the shot because it protects both mother and baby during pregnancy and after the child's birth. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.